Hey, welcome back. Good morning, guys. Welcome to this week's edition of my podcast, Cold Blue, New York Football Giants Talk. And today's episode, I'll be asking you guys or just sharing my opinions of if I think the New York Giants this season can make the playoffs. Can the New York Football Giants be a postseason participant? And my answer and thoughts on that is I think they will. Now, I do understand that these guys are coming off a 4-12 campaign and previous years losing records. You know, they're upgrading their O-line. That's an important factor in a team getting back to relevancy. Most games are won in the trenches. And, you know, they're starting a young quarterback. The Giants are one of the youngest teams in the league. You know, just thinking of that. But that's a good thing. You know, the new rookie head coach Joe Judge, he has a second year quarterback in Daniel Jones, third year running back in Saquon Barkley. You know, they're drafting the homegrown talent now. Dave Gettleman has been there for 3 seasons now as our GM, and he's drafting homegrown talent. We just picked up a left tackle this past April's draft, and Andrew Thomas from Georgia. They picked up some safeties for the secondary. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with the situation with the young rookie second season, the cornerback DeAndre Baker. You know, with this past offseason's legal issues that he's having, I'm hoping things can turn out well for that young man. You know, hope his head is in the right place. You know, his future's in doubt. Don't know what the outcome of that is going to be with his legal situation. Now, best case scenario, he beats these charges and the Giants welcome back with open arms. He's ready to go, mentally and physically prepared. But in the case that this goes left and it doesn't turn out the best for this young man and the Giants have to replace him, then that's going to be a problem because, you know, we just picked up Bradberry from the Carolina Panthers. He's a veteran. He's seasoned. He should be able to help out the young players on the back end in the DB room. Because for the Giants to make the postseason, that's where we're going to have to be. That's going to have to be a strength. And right now, that's a weakness. That young secondary, they struggled last season. And, you know, I know we don't have a stud superstar edge rusher, you know. But I believe, you know, they're going to to get to the quarterback, you know, like I said, the Giants got to do like schemes, blitzing and rotating plays around until they can find that edge pass rusher. So I believe if we fix the secondary first, you know, and opposing wide receivers can't get open, that's a whole lot of front four or four. So let me get back into why I think the Giants can be a playoff team. For the simple fact, the NFL is made up for parity. You know, we've seen it before in past seasons. Teams go from worst to first quickly. But that being said, that hasn't because players take that leap. To win in the NFL, you have to have one or two things. I mean, you have to have talent is very important. You have to have talent at all skill positions. But what you need is that talent to harness plus the leadership qualities to take place. And you see that in confident players. They then pass that over to other players. Players follow. There's one thing that if I know in the NFL, nobody wants to be second fiddle, especially on their own team. So when one player takes a leap, that usually becomes contagious. And those players take leaps because of the coaching staff that's in place. And this is a very important factor. Joe Judge and his coaching staff on offense, defense, and special teams, they have to develop those players that was picked in the second, third, fourth, and fifth rounds. If you got hidden gems on your team, you'll find them. And it starts with the special teams. You know, a lot of players who've been in this league a long time and have become pro bowlers or pro, they started somewhere and they started on special teams. And that's where you got gain the trust of your coaches. The coaches look at that. Once you earn the respect on special teams, you usually get a chance or opportunity. If a player goes down, get injured, you crack in that starter lineup. And then you take chances and opportunities. That's what the NFL is about, and that's what life's about. Taking advantage of your opportunities when they're there for you to take them. So the Giants playoff postseason berth will be contingent upon Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Darius Slayton, Evan Ingram staying healthy, that young offensive line gelling, coming together, just becoming some nasty maulers, you know, just letting teams know that you're going to be in for a dogfight for four quarters. And that defense, Patrick Graham, our new defensive coordinator, is going to have to get these boys whipped up, man, whip them up. Guys like B.J. Hill, Davlin Thomason, Lorenzo Carter, and I hope Ryan Connolly can come back healthy and we, you know, bounce back from that ACL tear, because he was a good, I like that guy. The linebacker, Ryan Connolly, was playing very well. Seems to have a nose for the ball. He was all over the place. That's what we need. We need these linebackers to be all over the field. Sideline to sideline, cover tight ends. And the Giants got to win these games, man. Win these games that you're supposed to win. Protect home. That's one thing the Giants have to become. Protect home field. Do not let teams walk into MetLife Stadium thinking that this is going to be an easy victory. Get those home wins in your division. Get a couple of road games. You know, get lucky on the road. A couple of inter-division games. It's going to be hard. But I think the Giants can make it, man. The Giants can make the postseason. Also, you know, consider this. This year's new playoff format that was voted by the league in the winter meetings, they agreed to a new playoff format. And I think that starts this upcoming season. And each conference, instead of having six teams, will have now seven teams. Seven teams from the AFC will vie for the playoffs, and seven teams from the NFC conference will vie for the playoffs. So you're looking at potentially teams that can make the postseason probably at 7-9. Because I saw that when it was just 12 teams allowed, 6-6 from each conference. You had teams getting in at 7-9, 8-8. Interesting how that new playoff format is going to be. Going to have two extra teams vying for postseason position. And why not the Giants? My Giants, my big blue wrecking crew, can be one of those seven teams from the NFC. Because teams go up and down every year. You know, most teams that make the playoffs previously don't make the playoffs next year. But the Giants are going to have to prove it. Nobody's going to let them in. So they're going to have to prove it with moxie, with fight, with grit. You know, they're going to establish an identity, whether it be on defense, offense, or both. I would love the Giants to go back to being a defensive-oriented team, man. I mean, defense wins championships. You know, they always say that team has a defense that can travel. That means your offense may be struggling, your offense may struggle, but that defense can, whether it's home or on the road, they can hold a fort down. And you're gonna have months and years where your offense is struggling, but that defense should be able to carry the load. Main thing with the Giants, they gotta prove in getting takeaways, quarterback pressure, and improving on third down efficiency on defense, man. You got to get these teams off the field. You know, too many times I watched last year, teams on 3rd and 5, 3rd and 7, even 3rd and long. That defense allowed 3rd and long, 3rd and 11. It's like, come on, get them teams off the field. That's unexcusable. You ain't got no pass rush. And when you don't have the DBs who can cover, bat them balls down or get picks, get takeaways. That's what happens. And teams methodically know that, and they march down the field on you. And then you got to be intelligent. Don't put your team in a bad position when you're getting penalties. Giants, one of the most least penalized teams in the last few seasons. And that comes from just not having leadership and discipline, man. You just got to be disciplined. Play with rage, but play with smarts. play with rage, play nasty, but play within the rules, but play smart. If you know a team or players on the field is baiting you into doing a dumb move, just ignore them. Let your play speak for it. Once you get that W and that final score says your score is higher than theirs, then you can tell that player, that opposing player, all right, there you go. That's what we're here to do. We're here to catch W's, not L's. You get caught up in that, getting baited into, you know, this and that, or you ain't nothing on the field. Teammates, I mean, opposing teams do that, man. They get into your head. Don't let a player get into your head. Play your game. When you win, that does a lot of speaking. Words, you know, action speaks louder than words. So, yes, I think the Giants can make the playoffs, and I think they will. Be one of the seven teams from the NFC Conference that will be in the playoffs. We got too much talent, you know. We got an all-world running back, all-pro running back. Daniel Jones can turn into an all-pro quarterback, I believe that. I like what I saw. 24 touchdowns, 12 picks. He had three games. You don't even understand. Daniel Jones only started 13 games, I believe. Out of those 13 games, he had three games with 400 yards passing with no picks. He showed poise in tough games without a top offense. You know, three games, passing for 400 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. With that offense, I mean, he didn't have Julio Jones out there. Odell's in Cleveland, you know. That's good. That's good production from a rookie quarterback with that offensive line that he was working with. Trust me. I seen Daniel Jones. He had some games where he played like a rookie. And he's a rookie. All rookies do that. They're going to get fooled. Defenses know what to do. I was at one of those live games. I went to the game. I went to the road game December 22nd. And that was a doozy of a game, man. He played lights out. Oh, man, he had a game. That was a great game, and Giants won that game in overtime in Washington. So I think he had maybe three touchdowns. He threw one to Saquon Barkley, which was a dime. And he won the game in overtime on a passing touchdown to a tight end. I forgot the guy's name. But Daniel Jones, yeah, man, he got a high ceiling, man. He can play the game. He can throw the ball. He has a strong arm. I wouldn't say he has a cannon, but he has a big arm. He has a strong enough arm, above average. And he's very accurate. So I know Jason Garrett, our new OC, will just rein him in and harness and take his strengths and let him work within that offense. Jason Garrett is a former quarterback. Look what he done to Dak Prescott. Prescott, 4 years in the league, Pro Bowl quarterback, taken in the fourth round, and now he's looking for the opportunity to sign a big, big contract extension, and he will get it. I know Dallas is going through a little contract stalemate with Dak. Dak is going to get his money. If Kirk Cousins got his, Kirk Cousins was franchise tagged twice by the Redskins, and Minnesota said, "Here, take this fully three-year guaranteed $85 million contract." And I believe Kirk Cousins himself was a fourth-round draft pick. If I'm not mistaken, Kirk Cousins was a fourth-round draft pick. And now Kirk has developed into a serviceable quarterback. I'll even say good. He won his first playoff game last year in Minnesota. They beat the Saints. And, you know, Kirk Cousins has talent around him. So that's another reason he's developing. He has good coaching. He has playmakers on that offense. He has a more than above-average defense, and that's why Kirk Cousins is taking that leap. Dak is going in that same direction. So I know that Daniel Jones can make that leap. He has the talent around him. All he needs is that Giants defense to improve. Jason Garrett will do his thing. Because I'm going to say it again. I believe Jason Garrett's niche is OC rather than a head coach. You know, I believe that Jason Garrett is a fantastic offensive coordinator. Maybe being a head coach wasn't his niche. And nobody can be a head coach in Dallas with Jerry Jones as the owner, president, and general manager breathing down your neck. So Jason Garrett is not going to have John Mara or Steve Tisch, or, you know, get them and breathe it down his throat. They'll check on things. They'll oversee what they're supposed to do, signing the checks. And David Gettleman will work hand in hand with Joe Judge. But Jason Garrett, man, he has new life. He's like, woo, a big sigh of relief. He can now just concentrate on doing what he knows how to do best. Arranging strategies, calling plays. He has a nice young nucleus of a team. This fits Jason Garrett, and this is going to benefit the new rookie head coach, Joe Judge, because you're stepping into a situation where you have a young team, and you can just mold this team like silly putty into your identity. And I know this is going to work. This is going to work. The Giants are going to be back. We're going to play smash mouth, four quarter, 60 minutes of football. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to be fighting. We're going to be competitive. We're going to have the fans rocking in MetLife and bring that home field advantage back to New York City, the New Jersey area. Damn it, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I know we're dealing with the pandemic, the coronavirus, the COVID-19, and the players got to take precautionary measures. Hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that this virus dies down, because New York State is looking good, unlike the other states. Texas, California, Arizona, Florida, with their high resurgence and spikes with the coronavirus, New York is looking good. Hopefully everything can come back to normalcy sooner rather than later. You know, I just pray that we get back to normalcy. But even though I know the league itself is going to take all the right steps to keep the players safe as possible, and I know this year is going to be a little different. We may not have full capacity stadiums, or we may just have, you know, games with no fans. We're going to have to make do. A fan is myself. I'm just going to have to just, you know, adjust. Games are still going to be played. And I'm hoping, you know, these COVID-19 cases are, you know, decrease. But, again, I do believe my Giants can make this season, can make this playoff contingent on them improving their defense, just stepping up. Daniel Jones, Saquon, and company on the offense become leaders and just become competitive. Like, don't accept losing and just work hard together, and we'll see how it goes. I know the schedule is tough again. It's like, you know, well, at least this year we don't have to start off with the Dallas Cowboys right off the bat. But we do start off with a familiar foe, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's our first opponent in week one. And I believe that is a Sunday night tripleheader, part of a Sunday night tripleheader. The Giants will go and face the Steelers. Steelers come to town, I believe, and this is a good opportunity for the Giants to stamp their identity. Who better than to do it against, and another model franchise in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got the return of Big Ben coming off a soldier injury, an elbow injury from last season. He missed a lot of games, and the Steelers missed the playoffs themselves. So not by much, though. They were right there at the end. But you know what happens when you don't have your starting quarterback, and they went through a quarterback carousel, and I believe the Steelers just missed out at 8-8, if I do recall right. They finished 8-8. I mean, Pittsburgh is going to bounce back. They have a great head coach themselves. Mike Tomlin is one of the better head coaches in the league. He's always got that team ready. They draft well. You see with that young defense they got. That Pittsburgh Steelers defense is going to come to play. They got nothing but first-round picks on that defensive front. So we got to be ready. That's what I'm saying. This is the perfect setup for the Giants. Rookie head coach Joe Judge, Jason Garrett, Patrick Graham and company, all the coaches on the Giants coaching staff, this is the perfect opportunity. You got a game against the Steelers in week one. Let's do it at home. MetLife Stadium, get that win. That will put the rest. Trust me, you beat the Steelers, Steelers is a formidable team. Like I say, even though they missed the playoffs, they barely missed it. A couple of wins here or there at the end of the season, the Steelers would have made it. But they didn't. But that's a team that always bounced back because they have good coaching and they have drafted well. So this game in week one, the Giants need to take advantage of this opportunity, seal the deal. It's a game at home at MetLife. Send the Steelers back home on that plane trip back to Pittsburgh with that big, hanging that big L on them. Because all the pundits and critics out there, the Giants lose this home game, it's going to go back to, oh, here we go again. You know, the Giants have started 0-6, I believe, 2-3 times in the past several years. You got to start fast. The Giants have to win this game. This is a must win. I know it's only week one. No, but where the Giants are coming from, this is a must win game for the Giants. This is a must win. No more excuses. I understand you got a rookie head coach, new defensive coordinator, a new offensive coordinator in Jason Garrett, but this is no excuse. Giants, come on. They're handing this on a silver platter for you guys. These are all the ingredients for a young team to stake their claim and say, yo, we're back. This is the New York Football Giants. We're not having it anymore. We're tired of losing. We're tired of turnover. Changing head coach year after year. You know, I'm going, since Tom Coughlin's exit, they done had Ben McAdoo. We're going to see how that turned out. After Ben McAdoo, Pat Shermer. 2 seasons of that Pat Shermer debacle. I mean, Pat Shermer was a nice guy, man. You know, you can see head coaches' personalities, man, and sometimes it's not a good fit. Pat Shermer, God bless him, seems like a decent man, you know. But he just didn't have that rah-rah in him, man. I know you don't have to be a rah-rah guy, but he seemed to like kind of bland, like nobody, like the players respect. The players can respect you, but they have to have an identity connected to the coach. And like Pat Shermer, when he came on those news conferences after wins and losses, you know, it wasn't very inspiring in my opinion. And I believe that's why the players, you know, they didn't respond to him well. I don't think he had that, like, he didn't light a fire in the players in the locker. He didn't light a fire, you know. You know, God bless Pat Shermer. I hope he does well. I believe he joined the head coaching staff in Denver. I wish him well. But you know, now we gotta move forward and hope Joe Judge translates from that press conference, from his initial press conference from his hiring. That fired me up with his words. I mean, those are words. The real deal, we'll have to see how that translates to on the field. But I believe Joe Judge is gonna light a fire in these guys, man. I believe he's going to hold everybody accountable, whether you're a star player, first unit, second unit, special teams, undrafted player. He's going to hold guys accountable. And I mean, hold guys accountable to be leaders. Police your group. Hold guys accountable. Tell your players what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. That's how you become a team. You tell the truth, whether it hurts or not. And Joe Judge himself said he wants players to come in and tell him what he needs to hear, not what he wants to hear. Be honest, be upfront. That way you know what you got. You know what you got in your locker room. You know what you got in your coaching staff. Win, lose, or draw, you can respect it at the end of the day. Don't BS nobody around. We've been losing for too long. All that is time to bury that and start a new rebirth with winning. Get back to the New York Football Giants winning. Let's kick some butt, take names later, let's stack them W's, you know, let's get it going, man. Let's get the fans excited, and you know, when that postseason berth comes up and those brackets show, we're going to see our name on there. We're going to see our name. The Giants will be on this year's. We'll make the 2021 postseason. I believe that with all my heart. It's time. It's our time again. We've been at the bottom of the basement in the NFC East. We're going to rise. We will rise. We will rise again. and we'll stake our claim in the NFC East and the NFC Conference. And the entire football league, the entire NFL, will know that the Giants, the New York Football Giants, are back, and we're not playing, baby. We're not playing. It's time to come. It's time to come. We got great players on this team. We got young players more than willing to step up and stake their claim and be a part of the winning tradition of the New York Football Giants. I'm so excited again, man. So, you know, that's my thoughts. And hopefully, I'll be vindicated. But I believe the Giants will make the postseason this year and be back. Now, how far they go into the postseason? Hey, that's anyone's guess. But once you get in, that's a new season in the postseason. So anything can happen in the postseason. I've seen a lot of things happen. And, you know, why not us? Hopefully, we can be raising that fifth Lombardi, add a fifth Lombardi trophy to our mantle case. You know? If we don't add it this year, it'll definitely be coming very soon. Because once the Giants make the playoffs, that's what we need, baby. Once you start making the playoffs, you want to keep making it. And that competitive fire in you, boom, let's go. Let's get back. That's what I want the Giants to become, a perennial playoff season participant. You know, not just a 1 year, make it, and then we don't make it the next 2-3 years. No, we got to make that an annual, habitual thing. Perennial postseason participants, where the so-called experts and analysis can just say, yeah, the Giants are shoo-ins. These are the teams to expect back. That's when you become an NFL powerhouse, a juggernaut, you know. So we can be up there in a pro football, power focus, all those rankings and stuff, you know, next-gen stats. We'll be up there in the ESPN power rankings. I want the Giants to be back in that. And every time I look at the power rankings, we are 27th, 28th. Nah, we got to move up. Be in the top 10. Once you're in the top 10, that's when you're NFL powerhouse. Yep, but we got a lot of work to do. And it started. Training camp is starting to open up this end of July. We'll see what Joe Judge has in place. Should be interesting to see. Guys get back out there on the field. I know they're in the weight room. They've been in the weight room, taking care of their bodies, eating right, getting their nutrition up. You know, Zoom calling with other players and coaches, speaking about the playbooks, the schemes, what they like, dislike, what they're going to run. Oh, man, it's going to be beautiful. Big Blue will be back. Big Blue is on his way back. The ceiling is high for this team. Believe that. The ceiling is high. Like I said, I see only good things ahead for us, man. I see Saquon Barkley possibly, you know, if that offensive line comes together, I see Saquon winning that rushing title. It's probably gonna come down between Saquon, CMC from the Carolina Panthers. And don't discount that guy in Cleveland. Nick Chubb, man, that guy's good. And the guy in Las Vegas, the Raiders. That running back they drafted last year, very good, very good. But I do see Saquon pulling ahead and winning that rushing title. Not by a large margin, because there's a lot of good running backs in the NFL. You know, you still got to put Zeke in there. Can't count out Ezekiel Elliott. You know, got to give him respect. That guy's been in the league, what, about 5-6 years now? And I think he has about 2 or 3 rushing titles. You can't discount Zeke. But Saquon, it's his time. And I think Saquon will bring home a rushing title. And bring us back to where we're supposed to be, on top. Bring the Big Blue, the New York Giants, or the Gents, as they used to call them back in the days in the 80s. The Gents, Big Blue, we are coming back. Rookie head coach Joe Judge, our new offensive coordinator Jason Garrett, they will have a plan in place. I know they're cooking something up in that kitchen, something masterful.
that's going to have the fans' appetite just salivating. They're going to put a fantastic product on that field every Sunday, Monday, Thursday night football. We're going to be very competitive, guys. So this will wrap up this week's episode. And like I said, guys, tune in every Wednesdays for Code Blue, New York Football Giants Talk. And I am your host, Terrence McClam, a.k.a. T-Mac. And T-Mac is signing off. You guys take care, be well. Everybody have a blessed and beautiful day. And I will speak to you guys and share my thoughts and opinion next week. All right, guys, take care.